Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. HBR Guide to Buying a Small Business is a practical business guide by Harvard Business School professors Richard S. Rubach and Royce Yudkoff. The book presents entrepreneurship through acquisition as an alternative to both corporate employment and startup founding. Instead of building a company from zero, the reader is shown how to search for, evaluate, finance, buy, and lead an existing small business. Its purpose is not to romanticize business ownership, but to make the acquisition path more understandable and disciplined for people who may have management ability but limited direct experience with private company deals. The book belongs to the Harvard Business Review Guide series, so its style is instructional and process-oriented rather than theoretical. It combines finance, negotiation, search strategy, and post-acquisition leadership into a single roadmap. Its central argument is that a modest, durable, profitable company can offer a serious route to ownership, autonomy, and long-term value creation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, buying an existing company is a third path to entrepreneurship. A central contribution of the book is its framing of small business acquisition as a distinct career choice. Rubach and Yudkoff argue that many professionals think too narrowly about entrepreneurship, assuming that ownership means launching a startup with an unproven product, uncertain demand, and years of operating losses. The acquisition path changes the risk profile because the buyer targets a company that already has customers, revenue, employees, suppliers, and operating routines. This does not remove risk, but it shifts the challenge from invention to selection, financing, transition, and management. The book also distinguishes this route from remaining in a large organization. A buyer who becomes CEO gains direct responsibility for strategy, culture, hiring, and capital allocation, while also participating more directly in the economic results. The authors emphasize that this path is best suited to people who want operational responsibility rather than passive investment. The buyer must be willing to learn a real business, work with existing staff, and make decisions under imperfect information. The book, therefore, treats acquisition entrepreneurship as neither a shortcut nor a gamble, but as a structured route to becoming an owner-operator. Secondly, why durable and unglamorous businesses can be attractive targets. The book gives substantial attention to the type of company a buyer should seek. Rather than encouraging readers to chase fashionable sectors, the authors explain why stable, niche, and sometimes unglamorous businesses may be better acquisition candidates. A company with recurring customer demand, defensible local or specialized positioning, manageable competition, and a history of profitability can be more valuable to an individual buyer than a high-growth concept with fragile economics. The reasoning is practical. A first-time acquisition entrepreneur needs a business that can support debt service, provide enough cash flow to pay managers and investors, and survive the leadership transition. Glamour can raise prices and attract sophisticated competition, while ordinary services or specialized business-to-business operations may be overlooked. The book does not suggest buying any boring company simply because it is boring. It asks the reader to examine whether the business has enduring demand, understandable operations, loyal customers, and a sustainable reason for existing. This emphasis is important because it directs attention away from narrative excitement and toward operating quality. The buyer is encouraged to value predictability, cash generation, and resilience over superficial appeal. Thirdly, capital raising and deal structure as core parts of the acquisition process. Rubach and Yudkoff treat financing as a central design problem, not as a final administrative step. Buying a small business usually requires a combination of capital sources, which may include the buyer equity, investor funds, bank debt, seller financing, and sometimes performance-based components. The book explains that deal structure must balance several interests at once. The buyer wants enough leverage to make the purchase feasible, but not so much that the company is weakened by debt obligations. Investors want alignment and a credible path to return. Lenders want evidence that the company can cover required payments. Sellers want confidence that they will receive the agreed value and that the business they built will be handled responsibly. This creates a negotiation in which price is only one variable. Terms, timing, seller notes, rollover participation, transition support, and contingencies can all affect whether a deal is workable. The book is valuable because it connects financing to business quality. A company with steady cash flow, clear records, and lower operational volatility can support a more credible financing plan than one with erratic earnings or unclear customer retention. Fourthly, the disciplined search for prospects and the problem of deal flow. The book makes clear that finding the right company is itself a demanding project. A buyer cannot simply wait for an ideal business to appear. The search process requires defining target industries, geographic preferences, size ranges, financial criteria, and personal fit. It also requires building channels to owners, brokers, intermediaries, investors, accountants, lawyers, and other people who may know of potential sellers. Rubach and Yudkoff emphasize that many promising businesses are privately held and may not be publicly advertised in a polished sale process. As a result, the searcher must combine persistence with selectivity. Too little outreach produces no opportunities, while too little discipline leads to wasted time on unsuitable targets. The book also highlights the emotional difficulty of the search. Potential deals can take months and then collapse. Sellers may be uncertain, information may be incomplete, and competition may appear unexpectedly. The authors respond to this by treating search as a funnel. Many prospects must be reviewed so that a smaller number can be evaluated seriously. This process orientation helps readers understand that rejection and dead ends are normal features of acquisition, not signs that the model has failed. Lastly, due diligence, negotiation, and the transition from buyer to operator. The later stages of the acquisition process receive careful treatment because a signed agreement is not the same as a successful ownership transition. Due diligence is presented as the buyer effort to verify what has been represented and to understand what might threaten future performance. Financial statements. Customer concentration, employee dependencies, supplier relationships, legal obligations, working capital needs, and the owner role in daily operations all matter. The authors stress that diligence is not only about finding reasons to walk away. It also helps the buyer learn how the company actually functions and what must be protected after closing. Negotiation is similarly practical. The seller may have financial, emotional, and legacy concerns, especially if the business represents decades of personal work. A deal is more likely to close when the buyer recognizes these concerns while still protecting against hidden risks. The transition period is crucial because the new owner must earn trust from employees, customers, and suppliers. The book, therefore, extends beyond acquisition mechanics into the first responsibilities of leadership. Buying the company creates the opportunity, but operating it well determines whether the acquisition becomes a durable success. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring acquisition entrepreneurs, MBA students, mid-career professionals, search fund participants, and financially literate readers who want a structured introduction to buying and running a small private company. It is also useful for investors or advisors who want to understand how an individual buyer thinks through targets, financing, diligence, and seller conversations. The practical benefit is that it breaks a complex acquisition journey into understandable stages, from deciding whether ownership fits the reader temperament to evaluating businesses and arranging capital. The intellectual benefit is its reframing of entrepreneurship. The book shows that business ownership does not have to depend on a new technology, a venture capital-backed startup, or a high uncertainty launch. Compared with many entrepreneurship books, it is less focused on inspiration and more focused on selection, risk control, and deal execution. Compared with technical merger and acquisition texts, it is more accessible and specifically tailored to smaller owner-operated companies. Its distinctive strength is the combination of Harvard Business School finance discipline with attention to the human realities of small business transfer. Sellers, employees, lenders, and investors all affect whether the transaction works. That breadth makes the book stand out as a practical roadmap for people considering the owner-operator path. If you would like to support Richard S. Rubach, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.